Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 68 for May 24th, 2006, The Boom Mic. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. Here we are halfway through the week, and I can't think of a better way to get through hump day than the Daily GizWiz himself, Dick DiBartolo, who is he is ready with another fantastic...
Another. Okay, so yesterday I was belittled for the external hard drive enclosure. Today it's a hard drive enclosure for laptops. No.
You better not.
Okay. No, today... We got the idea. Today we're talking about the boom... Quiet.
Ooh.
Now the boom mic. Have you ever used a boom mic?
You know,
from the company called The Boom.
The Boom. I when they first came out with this a few years ago, they gave me. It wasn't even on sale yet. I think it was at CES, and they gave me a sample unit. And I feel terrible. I'm glad I can make up to them now because I stepped on it. And it broke.
Did you not recognize it as a microphone?
No, I just, you know, you should right. see my office. It's a mess. It fell on the floor. I didn't notice. I stepped on it. I heard this, and that was the end of the boom.
Okay.
It went boom, not a whimper.
Thrilled to hear your office is a mess because mine is a shambles.
I can imagine.
So, some reason I thought you were like just totally organized.
Why?
Yeah.
Do I look that
true
way?
Why? No. not after this week. I don't think that anymore.
Now you know. Okay. I'm as shambled as anybody.
Anyway, the Boom has come out with a new gizmo called the Boom Quiet. And what they've done is they've put noise reduction headphones that comes with an external mic. And you can either use the headphones as headphones, or you can click the mic in, and then you have a noise reduction system. And the way this works, and I was alone here when it came, but this is what I did as a test. Plug the mic in to the boom, plug that into my cell phone, stood in front of my TV set with the volume very loud, and then called my answering machine, left myself a message. The message was that I was getting a 100% raise.
Dream on.
Dream on, I know. And then when I listened to the message back, this noise reduction mic had about 95% eliminated the background noise from the TV set.
Wow.
So it is excellent for... If you're on a construction site or you're in any noisy environment and have to use your cell phone, this is a neat way to go.
Now, we did try doing a podcast with it.
And you said it sounded a little dead on your end.
And it was a little tinny. I mean, I think the thing is that when something is designed for a cell phone mic, that's very different than the kinds of mics we use in radio.
We use very professional.
Well, we use them full sound spectrum, right? You want lower frequency and higher frequencies. And you don't need that on a phone because a phone's only transmitting 8 kilohertz bandwidth anyway. So they don't bother with the microphones. They don't have big, broad-range microphones. And so it sounded a little bit more like you were on a phone than but it did sound quiet. I mean, it wasn't that it wasn't quiet. It was just
Actually, if you go to theboom.com, they have some neat little videos that will let you hear phone calls and sounds with and without their noise reduction microphone.
They could have used this, I bet, at Mad Magazine. I bet it gets crazy in the office. Or does it?
Well, you know what? It used to be way crazier than it was. Back when Gaines was editing Mad, there were a couple of differences. One is we only did 8 issues a year and 4 specials. And then even though Time Warner has owned Mad for like 30 years, when Bill ran it, he laid down the law.
They let him do anything he wanted.
They let him do. As long as Bill told me that he would go to Warner Brothers. Actually, It's very funny. When we were owned by Warner Brothers and Bill was alive, our parent company was Time Magazine, if you can believe that.
There's a match made in heaven.
I know. When the merger first happened, I said to Gaines, do you think there's going to be any changes with MAD as the parent company? And he said, the way they work, he said, for first 5 years, you have no worries at all because they won't even know that they own us for 5 years. And then he said, after that, they won't know what to do with us. So
take them a couple more years to figure that out.
He was right. Yeah. He told me that he went to Time once a year. All you do is you walk in and you say, MAD made more money this year than last year. And they say, goodbye, see you in 12 months. But when Bill died, there was a restructuring and MAD Magazine was made part of DC Comics, which obviously makes more sense. And we went from 8 issues a year to 12 issues and from 4 specials to 6 specials, and they added nobody to the staff. So the workload became considerably more. So it's not quite the nutty place that it used to be. I mean, I had trains, you know, I have trains in my backyard.
Right.
I had trains in my office.
Oh, wow. Now, did you all have offices? So you weren't all in like one open pit? For some reason, I just imagine the usual gang of idiots all together in a big room.
No, we had separate offices, but there was no switchboard. Every phone rang in every office. Your chances of getting a message was nil.
I think that's just the silliest. Was that cheapness on Bill's part or what?
I think it was part cheap. You know, he didn't have a secretary. He had about 100 rubber stamps on his desk. And if you wrote him a letter, the first stamp your letter got was, I don't have a secretary, and so the answers to your questions are either written in the margins or on the back of this letter. And he would go down and say, get his stamps. Alfred this.
I think that's such a good idea, to be honest with you.
And then he'd mail it back, and he goes, Dick, this is the perfect system.
He was a precursor of email, because that's what you do with email now, right?
Yes, exactly.
And in fact, I have little macros with about 30 different, I don't have 100 yet, but I imagine in time I will, 30 different standardized responses that I can cut and paste. And then and it's exactly what you do. You take the original email and you add your response to it. I think that's...
Yeah, it's perfect.
He was ahead of his time.
He really was.
I don't know about the no switchboard.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little strange.
Well, if you need it, if you have a switchboard, then you need a switchboard operator. Yeah, I guess it was cheapness. MAD is only 12. Even to this day, MAD is just 12 people.
What?
Yes. All of MAD is freelance.
That's amazing.
I mean,
amazing.
I'm the only writer that goes in, and I just go in 2 half-days a week. Yeah, all the artwork, all the scripts.
That's amazing.
Everything is free. It is a mean, lean operation.
Next time I want to talk a little bit about some of the personalities and a birthday, because I noticed in the June issue of MAD, there's a little birthday celebration. We'll talk about that in a bit. Next podcast. However, I do this podcast and every podcast this week want to mention our sponsor. They've been very great to us. It's Retail Careers at T-Mobile, and I think a very nice match because they, like us, love gadgets. If you're interested in getting to play with the latest and greatest, you like working with people, and you'd like a great job, T-Mobile.com/jobs. Now, I'm not aiming this specifically at you, Dick. I imagine, though, it's but you know, you might want to think about it.
It's I'm writing it down as you talk.
It's kind of a party.
This sounds very interesting.
It's a party. Their employees are very talented. They work hard. You get great rewards, and there are opportunities at all levels. I think, Dick, you could start, you know, as the chairman of the board, you know, and just run the company. If you want to know more, T-Mobile.com/jobs. And if you want to know more about MAD Magazine, MAD's maddest writer has his own website, the dailygizwiz.com or dailygizwiz.com or gizwizbiz.com or any number of variations of the above.
That's right.
And you'll play the What the Heck Is It contest, right?
And win an autograph, MAD. And for info on The Boom, it's theboom.com.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that. Yeah.
That's right. And
how much is it? They're kind of expensive.
It is. It's $275. But
you get headphones. Are they pretty good headphones?
The headphones are excellent. you know, they come with a cable so you can hook it up to your iPod. It comes with the microphone so you can use it for your cell phone. And you can buy an optional $15 PC adapter so that you have one headphone for all your headphone needs.
All your headphone needs.
One phone for all your needs.
One for all your needs.
One phone to rule them all. And, of course, one GizWiz in the world is more than enough. We will be back tomorrow with more fabulous gadgets and from Dick. And visit the website. What else? Anything else? Have I left anything out?
Podcast Alley, cast your vote. Podcast Alley, cast your vote. Yeah.
Get a job, cast a vote.
Pick up the June issue of Mad.
We were going to talk about Deal or No Deal, but we'll do that next time.
Yeah, next time.
Because we're running out of time. We'll see you next time on
The Daily GizWiz.